And now on Radio 4, it's time for The Archers, the way it sounds to people who don't really listen to The Archers, but, you know, sometimes it's on. And there's a new arrival at the Bull, which doesn't mean a baby, it just means someone's come in.
Hello, look who's turned up again.
It's one of the men who always sound tired.
Afraid so, like a bad penny. Hello, one of the men who always sounds jolly. One of the cosily wry women, which is all of them, except two.
Hello, I dare say you could do with a drink.
Well, I wouldn't say no.
You look like you've been in the war.
Yes, it's been a bit of a hectic week.
Here you are. And it's on the house if it turns out I own this pub.
Thanks. Oh, that hits the spot.
You look about ready for that.
I reckon he's earned it, too.
Do you know, I think I have at that.
So, what is it you've been doing so tiredly?
I've just come from helping Andrew do the costings and financial breakdown audit spreadsheet remittance return for that box he wants to put down.
Andrew wants to put down a box?
That's the plan, yes. It's a shoebox, I think.
A shoebox? Well, I wish him luck. I must say I never really saw Andrew as a shoebox putting down.
I don't know. He seems really keen on it. He cleared a place on the kitchen table for it weeks ago.
A box on the kitchen table? Well, I'll believe that when I see it.
He seems serious about this one. But of course this is the Archers, so first he's got to cost it out and draw up a financial plan and visit the bank and clear it with the council and the EU. And of course his brother has had his eye on that bit of the kitchen table to put a roll of sellotape down. So you can guarantee that any time you accidentally listen to this in the next 6 months, we will all still be going on about Andrew and his sodding box.